Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean want to change something about me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to
change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out, Lord. Oh, a little change. I need you to.
Change
me. Or you can say it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, family, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and just shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, intervene by faith. Just thank you, God, for what he's doing. What he's doing and what you're trusting God to do right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If this is healing that you need,
knowing
that he is the Holy Rabbit, the Lord who heals. If it's peace that you need me a hold, knowing that he is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of Peace. If there's a battle that you're fighting, knowing that he's Jehovah Sabaoth, and he that go before you, that prepare the way that the victory is already won. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if there's a need that needs to be met, know that he is Jehovah God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing that with man is impossible, with God all things are possible. My Lord, my God, come on and shout glory, 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 hallelujah.
for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, or rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh, Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of the word with your water, creating us a clean heart, a heart, and renew a right spirit within us. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, set a watch over our mouths. Hallelujah. And keep the doors of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruits of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh, O God. Hide us in your pavilion, O God, in your secret place of the Most High God. Let us, hallelujah, hallelujah, receive from you right now. Let us, oh God, know the parts of God of your righteousness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the path that we have integrity. And who the Son sets free, we reiterate right now, is free indeed. And we thank you, Lord God. As we enter in with all faith, oh God, combined faith, Lord, we ask that you do a new thing in us, for us, and to us, and those in our family, oh Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and abound in us, oh God, hallelujah, and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of God, and Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help us on today. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone. We praise you, Father God, and we give you glory, give you honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we ask you, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us and those in our family and household. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed, hallelujah, that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14 and 14, to God be the glory. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We blind the eyes of the evil watch upon our lives and those in our family. We deafen the ears of the evil listener right now. Hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker, that they will speak no evil against our lives. Hallelujah. That they will not be able to locate us in the natural or the supernatural, amen, and that they will not be able to hear our prayers, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that we are blessed, and we receive the victory right now as we enter in. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, we come believing, oh, God, we ask, help us, help our unbelief, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we're trusting you for a miracle on this time today. We come to be filled, oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we decree and declare by faith your goodness in our life, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, in the promises of God, in the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Just thanking God for one more time. Thanking God for keeping us. Thanking God for making a way where it seemed to be no way. Just thanking God because he is who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanking God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. We have so much to be thankful for. This day, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a blessing to be here this Saturday morning. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit that is present on this line. Amen. Amen. Again, this Saturday, I won't be before you too long. I have business to take care of. I have a program this evening. I have to prepare for everything. Amen. Wow. Yes. Thank God for the opportunity again to be on the line with family. Yes. Amen. So we want to know how you're doing and how you've been. Amen. God bless you, Aunt Bernestine. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Morning. How you doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing great. Doing fine. I'm blessed. I'm thankful every day of my life. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. So good to hear your voice. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. Good morning, family. Thank God for waking me up this morning, closed in my right mind, and I enjoyed that wonderful prayer. So we're going to make it short and sweet this morning because I know you got a play tonight. I've seen it. My daughter want to come see it. I don't know if she's going to make it or not. But thank you for praying.
Tell her, come on out and have a good time. We're going to have a good time.
All right.
Amen. All God bless you. We love you so much. So good to hear your voice back on the line. We have missed hearing you on the line, but always praying for you. Amen.
Thank
glory
you.
To God. Amen. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Just so thankful to God for a new day, and it's a new gift of life, health, and strength. And I'm just overjoyed.
You know
praying the saying, all of it.
Why you ring that? Ring out the
is I'm ready for a fill-up, okay? In the name
Amen. Of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Amen. I just want us to be mindful that we're on a prayer call, and if you have your line open, we can hear what you're doing and what you're saying. So if you could just be mindful of everybody that's on the line before you start hollering at somebody in your house or in your car. Amen. We just want to make sure we all be heard and be respectful. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Erlene. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. We trust in God for the fill-up. Amen. Cousin Brenda, God bless you. Amen. T. Ruth, and God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Say good morning to your family, Mother.
Good morning. Oh, my.
Good morning.
My brother.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Had a good night. Last night.
Yes.
Woke up. This morning.
Yes.
All right.
Amen. What a God. Hallelujah. Yes,
wow.
Lord. Amen.
Good morning, family. God bless you.
Good morning.
God bless you. You're doing good this morning. We had a birthday this week. My mom made her 93.
Amen.
Another glorious moment to roll on a little while longer.
Yes.
Amen.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Hold on.
Thank God.
Hold on. Yes. Getting stronger.
Just praise and thank God.
Amen. Happy birthday, Angie Ruthamay.
God bless you.
I'm doing good. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you both. We love you so much. God, it's so good to hear you. God bless you, Auntie Ruthamay. Amen. May God continue to strengthen you, bless you with long life, good health and strength, peace and joy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And we just love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We celebrate you. Amen. Amen. God bless you both. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, welcome. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. We're doing good.
Good morning. How you all doing?
We're doing good. Thank the Lord for another blessed day and a wonderful day. But we're doing good. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. We had a chance to hear Aunt Beard. God bless you, Aunt Beard. We love you so much. Hallelujah. So good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Pat, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? I believe that's Patricia Scott's number. Maybe I did. Maybe I thought wrong. Or maybe she was on and we lost her here somewhere. Okay, maybe I don't see her on anymore. Okay. Amen. Well, God bless her. Amen. And Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. I'm doing good on this nice sunshiny day. I thank God that I'm still here and I'm able.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm just thankful. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. It's so good to hear your voice this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good. I'm still here. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for my mom. We were trying to get this line and get on. Oh, it was something else, but we managed to get on the call. Amen. We got to work it out to get me on the line. And I'm in her room on what? Well, I'm at home, but I'm on the phone in her room. That she's got an extra line for me to use to call in. So, yes, I'm at my house, but I'm in her bedroom on the phone to use it to get on the line to get into the studio. But we thank God for making a way. We were determined to get on. So God bless you, Mama. I thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Shandanice, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been fine. Good morning, family. I am glad to be here. I'm sorry about this background noise. I'm in a building. But I just thank the Lord for being on the call. And thank you, God. And thank you for your prayer line.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. It's so good to hear you. It's always good to hear your voice. I knew your number when you popped in. I said, oh, that's okay. It's underneath. So it's so good to hear your voice this morning, I tell you. God bless you. God keep you. Know that we are praying. I'm praying for you daily. Amen. So there's a continued prayer going on for you and yours. Amen. We love you so much. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My niece Twan is online. God bless you, Twan. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, family. I'm doing well, doing very well. My family is well, and I'm just grateful to be on the prayer line and not taking for granted that we actually have a family prayer line. So I'm here,
Amen.
And I'm well.
Okay.
Amen. Glory to God. I just told Danielle I was going to call you, and then you you end up getting on this podcast. I'm going to call Twan. I'm going to make sure I stop and call Twan today before I get too busy. So it's good to have you on the prayer line. God bless you. We love you. Good to have you back on the line. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. It's just a blessing to be here another day, thanking the Lord for another day, thanking him for this beautiful sunny day, and thanking him for hearing all my aunts and my cousins' beautiful voices. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much. It's always good to hear your voice on the line. I'm always looking for your number to pop up, and I say, okay, there goes Cousin Kim. We have there go Aunt Bernstein. She's first. And there go Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera. Oh, now there go Cousin Brenda Kell and Aunt T. Booth and May. Oh, there go Aunt Eliza Jane. Oh, there go Aunt Class. Oh, they come. There go my mama. So, I pop in. And then there I know Cousin Earlene. And I say, oh, there go Cousin Earlene. She on the road. So, God bless you all. I thank God again for this opportunity. I'm so excited, you all, about the things of God. And just actually, God, just keep on using me. And sometimes I tell you, before it's time to get around, I say, Lord, give me strength. And I just thank God for the strength, because it's not in my own strength and my own power that this line is still in effect. It's because God has said it to be, and it shall be. If God said it, then it shall be. Who can add to or take away from it if God has already established it? Amen. So we thank God for this line that is still going strong and that is paid for. You know, each God always make a way for the line. It's not a free line. So God always make a way where it's money to be able to keep the line going in such a way that we can have it personalized for ourselves. So we just thank God for it. I'm just so grateful. In the name of Jesus, we come today, and I pray with all that you come today with to petition that you come by faith and trust in God, and the one that you're trusting God to to do it for you, but also trusting God's will to be done in your life and believing in what God said and standing on the promises of God, for his promises are yes and amen, and don't worry about it. So when you give it over, give it all over to God and leave it right there, not to pick it up again, and trust in God with it. Sometimes it's hard for us to do that when we're going through. But if you just trust him, amen, I'm telling you, he's a God that cannot lie. He stands on his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. So today, family, our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Romans. It's going to be Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 31. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. And then I'll give us just a little breakdown of it. And then we'll have our prayer petition. But I'll pray over each one unless I'm led to do it differently. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 31, it's talking the head of his forgiveness of sins through Christ. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 31, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Verse 27 says, where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Verse 30 says, since there is one God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith? Verse 31, do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. So what the Bible is saying, family, here, so that we can have an understanding of the scripture, and then we give it to someone else. After all the bad news about our sinfulness and God's condemnation, Paul gives the wonderful news. There is a way to be declared not guilty by trusting Jesus Christ to take away our sins. Amen? Trusting means putting our confidence in Christ to forgive our sins. Trusting means, hallelujah, has made us right with God and to empower us to live the way he taught us. God's solution is available to all of us, regardless of our background or past behavior. Amen? See, some sins seem bigger than others because they're obvious, and the obvious consequences are much more serious. Murder, for example, seems to us to be worse than hatred, and adultery seems worse than lust. But this does not mean that because we do lesser sins, we deserve eternal life. Our sin makes us sinners, and all sin cuts us off from our Heavenly Father. All sin, therefore, leads to death because it disqualifies us from living with God. So regardless of how great or small it seems, don't minimize the little sins or overrate the big sins, my Lord, my God. They all separate us from God. They all can be forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God.
Thank you.
All can be forgiven. We may have a hard time forgiving. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, forgives them all. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 24, it says justified. Justified means to be declared not guilty. When a judge in the court of law declares the defendant not guilty, all the charges are removed from his record. So legally, it is as if the person has never been accused.
So when God forgives our sins, our record is wiped clean. Amen. From his perspective, it is though we had never sinned. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 24, when it talks about redemption, redemption refers to Christ setting sinners free from slavery of sin. Hallelujah. So slavery to the sin. In Old Testament times, a person's debts could result in his being sold as a slave, so the next kin could redeem him by buying his freedom. Christ purchased our freedom, and the price was his life. When we look at verse 25 here, and I'm going to get ready to wrap up here in Scripture, and just understanding that we are forgiven. If you are in Christ, there are no condemnations for those who are in Christ. If you are a believer in Christ, hallelujah, don't carry around the guilt, the shame, and the condemnation because you have been forgiven. So you have to question your belief, hallelujah. Do I believe? Because it says to those who believe and have faith in the one who God sent, which is Jesus Christ, and through him we are made righteous and we are forgiven. Mm-hmm. We are washed and cleansed, hallelujah, of all sin, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you,
verse 28 here, verse 28 says that, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Mm-hmm. So why does God save us by faith alone? One, faith eliminates the pride of human effort because faith is not a work that we do. Amen? Number two, faith exalts what God has done, not what people do. And three, faith admits that we can't keep the law or measure up to God's standard, that we need help. We need help. And four, faith is based on our relationship with God and not our performance for God. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I pray right now that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer we all the doers of word of God, of the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know I've fallen short. I know I've done and said some things. Amen. But I thank God for Jesus that my sins are forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I don't care what the devil keeps trying to say or rehash up. I am washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I am forgiven and made whole again. Amen. I'm made right with God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. But you got to believe it for yourself. Amen. Amen. God
Thank
bless
you.
God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. This time we're going to have our prayer petition, and we're going to start with A. Bernstein. A. Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you.
Amen.
And a prayer for all my nieces and nephews, for you and your family, for Jean and Latoya Mackey, and a special prayer for Bonnie and Brenda Gale, who takes care of my sisters, and for Dorita. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We come into agreement right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all you petition for the protection and the strength and the blessing upon the life of all that you call by name right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to move mighty, O God, in the life of God of all that she's called today, and Jean and Latonya and Brenda Gale, amen, and Dorita and Bonnie, O God, in the life of all that's on the line and every family member right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for multiplied blessings and hallelujah and mercy. Mercy and grace for the life of your daughter, Bernstein, right now, God, and the life of her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children to come, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, when you bless, oh, God, bless your daughter. When you multiply, oh, God, multiply, oh, God, with our favor, oh, God. Hallelujah. And our blessing, amen,
in
the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for long life, good health, and strength, oh, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Angel and his team, we love you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ain't Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Just thank God for you and that wonderful prayer you did this morning. That you keep me in prayer and I keep you in prayer. Thank God for my whole family that's on the line this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Yes. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing a new thing in her, even right now, oh God, as she gives you praise, give you glory, give you honor, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're moving mighty in her, on her, oh God, and those that are around her, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for long life, good health and strength and wholeness and newness of life for the life of your daughter, Cassie, right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, open up her eyes to see, oh God. Open up her ears to hear from you, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch her tongue, oh God. Hallelujah, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that she would speak your word. Oh God, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because it's you that have kept her thus far, oh God, and it's you that will continue to keep her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let peace come and be still, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for your peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, we lift up Jackie right now, Father God. Lord, we pray, oh God. Hallelujah, for divine direction and instruction for her life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, for divine provision, oh God, that you will speak to her great and mighty, that she will hear you like never before, oh God, and that she will be led by thy spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray her strength on today, oh God. Lord, for you know the beginning and the end, oh God, of what you have planned for her. Lord, we decree and declare victory over her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you right now as we rejoice in what we're doing. Amen. And we thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to thank God for you and also pray for you and your family. The prayer line. And again, all caregivers in this world. And that's it.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for your daughter has petitioned today, and we come into agreement with her, Lord. Oh, Lord, we combine our faith with her faith right now. So we come with combined faith this morning, oh, God, that you will move mountains, oh, Lord, and all the lives, oh, God, that she's praying for protection for this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever mountain it is that stands before us, we speak to that mountain right now to be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray for the strength, oh, God, and the blessing, amen, and the hallelujah and the health of those, oh, God, that you have placed and ordained to be caregivers, amen, around the world, oh, God. We pray that every need that they have be met, oh God. We pray for restoration and peace of their mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for help, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you will send help to the caregiver, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. And Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Earlene, oh God. We ask, oh God, that there be a great pouring in into your daughter right now. Oh Lord, feel this, your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We bless your name, Lord. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Oh, Cousin Earlene, God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. And we lift up Eve on today. We pray wherever she is, amen, that the presence of God would just touch her right now and move on her. In the name of Jesus, oh, that you'll move on her right now, oh God, hallelujah. Anything that has attached itself to her or on her in her right now, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let her be loose from it, oh God, and delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, we speak life. We speak good health. We speak the blessings of the Lord that make it rich, hallelujah, and add no sorrow. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the life of your daughter Eve. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell Eve we're praying for. Now we're praying for our cousin Earlene. Amen.
She had to go.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer this morning is for Doretha. Doretha is here, she and her son, and I pray that all goes well for her while she's here.
and that they have a safe trip back home. It was so good to see her. It had been a long time, like 15 years, I think, since we saw her. But my mom got to see her, and I got to see her. And we're dressed, and we're going to go and visit with Aunt Jane this morning. So we ask for traveling grace. That's the journey over there and come back home. We thank God for you and your family, everything that concerns you. God bless
it. Yes, Lord, amen. Yes, Lord.
To God be the glory. We love you.
To God be the glory. Oh, we love you too. I love you too. God bless you. God keep you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength, oh God, of your servant, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless her and keep her and all that she loves and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray for most of our grace and mercy upon her life and the life of her mother, the life of her husband and children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, because we know that you're able to do all things, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we lift up your daughter, Doretha, her son, oh God. We pray for traveling grace and mercies right now, God. Lord, that you remove every obstacle, every way that the enemy is trying and will try to do. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that every road is clear, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. And Lord, we pray for safe travelers in the name of Jesus Christ, as they travel along the road, oh God, to visit our Aunt Liza thing. We pray for traveling grace and mercy, that there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you all right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you, hallelujah, and answers for you as you enter in, hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you all. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Just continuing prayers for me and my family. And special prayer for you, Tawanika, also. I'm going to do a special prayer for you. God continue to bless you and to bless this line.
Jesus.
All my cousins and aunts. And thank you guys for praying for me. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mom, would you like to pray? You don't want them to pray for you?
What's that? Yeah.
Well, say that for me. I didn't say you want
them
to pray for you.
Yeah, I want them to pray for me.
And make you a good lady and not a bad lady. Make you good. Yes. And what else?
Hallelujah.
All right, Aunt Vera. All right.
My health.
It's just my health. Her health is
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come with your daughter this day, oh God, with all faith, combined faith, believing you, oh God, hallelujah, for divine intervention, oh God, that you would divinely intervene in everything that's concerning her and everything that's about, oh God, that you would turn it around for good right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let peace, oh God, reign over our household, oh God. Let peace reign into those that she's connected to, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we pray for good health and strength, hallelujah, wholeness and newness of life right now, for the life of her mother, amen, for the life of her children and husband, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and all that she loved and concerned about. Oh Lord, do a new thing in her, okay, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will know, okay, that she belongs to you. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, fill her with so much joy, unspeakable joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Touch the heart and the mind of her mother, okay. Lord, we pray for restoration, okay, for your daughter. Oh Lord, restore right now, okay, to the days of her youth, okay.
Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, oh God, every nerve and bone in our body in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, strengthen her right now, God, by the sound of my voice, oh God. I shout it almost that time. Oh, Lord, help on today. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare, devil, you are the defeated soul. Hallelujah. And we speak life. We speak health. We speak strength. We speak the blessing of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by faith together that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. We give it all over to you right now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help your daughter. Yes. Give it all over to you right now, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, oh, Lord, that even right now that you're preparing a table, hallelujah, before in the presence of our enemies, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare all is well.
Yes.
All is well with you. All is well with you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Trust God for the more, Cousin Bonnie. Trust God for the more. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. For your faithfulness, you shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. God shall reward you for your faithfulness. Amen. Just stay right there. Just stay right there. Don't get weary of well-doing. Hallelujah. You shall reap the reward. Hallelujah. That said the Lord. Amen. Amen. It ain't going to take you out. It's just set up to make you stronger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to ask a special prayer for people that are affected by COVID. I know a lot of people that it's caught COVID this weekend, so we need to speak, and we just need them that they, you know, come out of this okay. And I want to continue prayer for me and my family and the prayer line. Amen.
We thank God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. God has given us a voice. Because everything God did, he's spoken. And so we have power. Amen. God has given us power and authority. And we take that, that power and authority today, and we use that, and we decree and declare according to the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. As we come against every form and way of variant of COVID-19 or whatever they're going to come up with next, we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare right now victory over COVID and every variant or whatever is out there, every disease known or unknown to men right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we stand on your word, oh God. Oh, Lord, for we know that you are a healer. Amen. And we decree and declare healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those that are dealing with any type of virus known or unknown to men right now, we decree and declare healing. We decree and declare the word of God that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus right now. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God, with all faith and combined faith with your daughter, oh God, as she's petitioning prayer today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy the works of the enemy right now to try to take us out or take us under. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Father our God, we know you to be the great physician who promised that you would not place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said in Isaiah 53:5 that you were wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with your stripes, we are healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Father, we decree in a crowd, hallelujah, according to 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that that may us prosper. Oh, Lord, and be in health even as our soul prosper. Father, we know that you want us, hallelujah, your children to be healthy. We know you want us to be happy. We know that you want us to be healed. We know that you want us to prosper. We know that you want us to succeed. We know that you want us to walk in optimum health. Amen. We know that you want us to, hallelujah, to live without pain and without stress. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that you want us to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free, and therefore we decree and declare according to your word that we are healthy, amen, and that we are physically they sit in sickness and disease are far from us, and by your stripes we are healed. We are set free from all illnesses and diseases right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we receive our healing. Amen. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And those, oh God, who may have a hard time because they're going through right now, God, Lord, we ask as we speak your word on today, let them be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over all diseases. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, we bless your name, and we just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Spirit of infirmity, loose your hold over our life and those
thank
that we
you.
Love right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fountains of infirmity, affliction, discomfort, pain dry up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let poison and toxin dry out of every organ in our bodies and in their bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we neutralize the negative effects of viruses and bacteria, drugs and medical treatment now. And we decree and declare that, hallelujah, that any and all physical, biological, hallelujah, biochemical, hormonal, neurological, organic, systemic, and cellular, molecular damage sustained from stress, exhaustion, medication, or any type of sickness, or pharmaceutical drugs, or medical drugs, or X-ray, or chemo radiation, or therapy, or right now, or antibodies, or whatever it is, that is reversed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak health and healing to over ourselves, our organs, and every system in the name of Jesus Christ. And those that are going through right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Psalm 91 right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Is our protection, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless this prayer line, amen, that we can come and be filled with our Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and keep on keeping on, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, amen. Hallelujah, that you keep on doing it, amen. We pray for continued blessing to flow on this line. In the name of Jesus Christ, continued favor to flow on this line, amen. Your continued anointing to flow on this line. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare all this well, hallelujah, with us and with your daughter. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, and God keep you. May God continue to use you. We love you so much. We love you so much in life, and God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mama Carolyn, Mama. I said, Mama Carolyn, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Praying for continued healing. Seemed like my husband did an upper G yesterday, and the Dr. Nurse called back yesterday and said they want to talk to him, so we're going to pray whatever the resource is to come out to be real good. Continue praying for both our healing because we both got some issues going on. And pray for everybody that's on the line. And you too, but y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We have to listen to what the word of the Lord is saying. The word of the Lord is speaking. God is speaking, Mama. God is speaking. We have to listen to what the word of the Lord is saying, and we got to come out of our own self. And hallelujah. If you have an ear to hear on today, I hope that you hear what the word of the Lord is saying to his children. We are his children. Amen. Hallelujah. God has not placed any of these sickness or diseases upon us. Amen. But he will allow things to happen because we have to hear. We have to be obedient to the word of God. Amen. So I lift you up this morning, your husband, in the name of Jesus Christ, and I call, Father God, for you to intervene right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, your word says, oh, God, if we could decree a thing, it shall be established, oh, God. But we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, according to thy will, Lord, let thy will be done in the life of your daughter, in the life of her husband, God, in the life of all that's on the line, oh, God. Because we know, oh, God, your word says that you, hallelujah, your plan for us to give us a hope in the future, oh, God. Hallelujah, to give us an expected end, oh, God. So we're expecting, oh, God, for the end to be good because you are good. All things good coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, who heals, that you will heal the body of God, the life of your daughter, Karen, the life of her husband, Ralph, and all that's on the line that are needing the healing, oh God, whether spoken or unspoken on this line. Lord, you know what's going on in us, oh God. You know that what, hallelujah, the enemy has set up for us, oh God, but you're able to destroy the works of the enemy. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that everything that the enemy has set up, oh God, let it be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot every seed of sickness that the enemy has planted right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that that is destroyed. We uprooted roots right now, lengthen, hallelujah, and tentacles right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We speak life and health and strength, peace, joy, and happiness, prosperity and blessing that cometh from God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, that the gates of hell will not prevail, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, let us possess the gates of the enemy right now. We decree and declare that we establish the gates of praise in our life right now and in the life of your son and daughter, oh God, that when they come together and praise your God, that every chain, every stronghold, every soul tie, strong man, every mystery of Satan shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If the enemy is using that mouth of the doctor to speak evil, to condemn, hallelujah, we come against it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let their tongue be tied up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for the turnaround. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we pray for miracles right now of healing. Amen. In the life of your son and daughter, oh God, we speak wellness. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we bless your name. We give it all over to you right now. I dip your full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus, that of your husband as well. And I decree and declare everything that the enemy has touched to you or planted in you has been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I speak new life. By faith, till you receive it and stay in that place of believing. Hallelujah. Hear what the word of the Lord is saying to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up our ears to hear from you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hear with new ears, oh God. Hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the old man and woman has passed away and the new man and woman has come today in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. The new man and woman has come with no sickness, with no heartache, no pain. Hallelujah. No unforgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be willing to let go of that old man and old woman, because guess what? Hallelujah. So much attack. That old body, that old person, that old way of thinking. But when you receive that, when you listen to what God is saying, that you're going through, hallelujah, I want you to understand, hallelujah, that you can come out of it.
Amen.
That God can bring you out. That God can bring you out just like that. Just like that.
Yes.
God can turn it around just like that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. We love you.
Thank you.
We thank
love
God
you
for
you.
We thank God
you,
for
Father.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Glory, glory. Amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Thank
God to continue to strengthen you. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, Talanika, and your family, Pastor Manning. I just wanted to tell my cousin Carolyn, God is a healer. So you walk in there tomorrow expecting what God is going to already do. And I thank God for this prayer line. And I love it. I might not be on here every Saturday, but I'm praying every day for my family. So love you all, and God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too. We love you so much, Cousin Shandini. It's so good to hear your voice on the line. Amen. And by her own testimony, hallelujah, how God has touched you, turned it around. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
When you've been there and know what God can do, and we share with one another, if God can do it for me, God can do it for you. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
If he did it one time, guess what? He can do it again. Amen. Hallelujah. He doesn't run out. Amen. Hallelujah. He doesn't run out of blessing. He doesn't run out of virtue. Amen. So we just thank God on today. We thank Jesus. Amen. That he bore it all on the cross. Amen. That we receive our healing. Amen. And we're going to stay until we get it. Hallelujah. And then we're going to keep on following Jesus. So God bless you. God keep you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come lifting up your daughter this day, oh God, your servant, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that you ordained for such a time as this. And Lord, we pray right now, oh God, that you would continue, oh God, to help her, oh God, along the way, oh God, to do the work that you called her to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, let her receive right now fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh man, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, increase the anointing on her life, oh God. Let her speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. And when she speak that lives will be changed for the better, oh God, that even the unbelievable acts of how can I be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray her strength on today, oh God. Let her receive supernatural strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for the life, health, and strength of her children and grandchildren, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to help them and guide them and instruct them in the way that they should go, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let her receive multiplied blessing and favor right now, amen. Oh Lord, let all nations call the blessed, oh God. Let all generations call the blessed, for she's a daughter of the blessed, amen. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare, hallelujah, because of her lifestyle, oh God, that she's living of the blessed, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen.
We love you so much. And it's always good to hear you on the line. It is always so good. Amen. You are definitely a piece of that puzzle, and we need you. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. My niece Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say the devil is a liar. I mean, sickness will not penetrate. Sickness will not prevail. I know that the promise that God has for our lives, I know that it's not hard being wholesome. It's not hard being a follower. It's not hard being a Christian. So I'm thanking God right now for forgiveness, grace, and mercy. And I just pray that God continues to restore us each and every day. I pray that God continues to deliver us. And my prayer for myself is that I continue to die to my flesh each and every day so that I can ascend spiritually, so I can receive all my blessings and continue to be a blessing. And
Amen.
My prayer, and I just all I have to say is the devil is a lie. I know the enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy, but God's work is already done. The devil is trying to come in and tear up what's already been built. So everything is for us to grab, for us to get, and that's good health. That's a good spirit, generational wealth. My prayer is always for generational spiritual wealth over financial wealth, because once we have spiritual wealth, then everything else will fall in line. So that's always my prayer, the generational spiritual wealth for everyone on this line, for my family. And I ask for restoration for the gap standards, like all of us are here on this line, for Aunt Tawanika, and for also those who may not have the strength or the resources or the tools. I pray that it's enough of us that build ourselves up and stay in connection with God so that we may continue to be the gap standards and pass the word along and help others.
Amen.
And that's my prayer.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. We are overcomers. Amen. By the blood of Jesus. So, amen. We just thank God on today, but the Bible said there will be trials and tribulations. Amen. But we are overcomers through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that you are more than a conqueror. Amen. And understanding. Amen.
Yes.
Again, I say this, that God's promises are yes and amen. And there's nothing that God cannot do. Amen. And there's nothing that you cannot do, because you have the resurrection power working on the inside. If you just believe it and walk in it, we got to be more than just doers. We got to be more than just hearers and readers of the word and speakers. We have to be doers of the word. Amen. So it is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ that you will be a doer of the word of God, that you will be that example. Amen. So people can see Christ. Amen. That you will live a life that is upright and pleasing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, if people will know you to be a woman of God. Amen. And not just a talker, not just a reader, but a doer of his word always, and not just some of the time. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, that every stronghold and soul tie, every strong man and messenger of Satan that the enemy has sent to destroy you, right now I decree and declare them to be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray blessed upon your marriage, amen, and your spiritual life, that you will grow stronger in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that your feet will be planted by the Lord our God. Amen. That your steps will be ordered. Amen. For the Bible says said that a good man steps on order by the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to order her steps, oh God. Amen. Oh Lord, let goodness and mercy follow her all the days of her life, that she shall dwell in your house, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. I close up any breach in your life right now that will give Satan and demons access in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for every broken hedge in your life to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I stand in the gap and make up the hedge for you and those in our family. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I decree and declare a rebuild of the wall, to be a rebuild of the wall and a repair of the breach. Amen. I renounce all crooked speech that will cause a breach in your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That you will not gossip. Amen. But you will speak the word of God. I bind up all breaches, oh Lord, right now, the life of your daughter torn. Amen. Let every breach be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our walls be salvation and the gates praise, oh God. I pray for a hedge of protection around your mind, body, finances, possession, and family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare there shall be no lack, no setbacks, no missed opportunities or misfortunes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak life. I speak life over you right now and in you. I speak life to your marriage. I speak life to your business. I speak life to your finances. Amen. I speak life to your spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare by faith that it is so. That it is so.
Amen.
And Lord, as she is asked that her die daily to her flesh, oh God, let her mind be renewed daily, oh God. Help her to keep her mind stayed on the things, hallelujah, that you're concerned about. Stayed on you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come
thank
again
you,
right now. Every plot plan and agenda of Satan in this age. And so I remove every spiritual cataract from my eyes. Oh, Lord, any spiritual numbness, oh, God, any spiritual sleep, any place that she's been, oh, God, if they put her in some type of spiritual sleep, oh, God.
Yeah.
Lord,
yeah.
Let it be removed right now. Let her go forth in your word, oh, God, with our greatness and with our favor, oh, God. And let her receive divine directions and instructions from you, Father God, of what you have for her to do, what you have for her to say, and where you have for her to go, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. There is greater in store for you. There is something for you to do. Amen. You already know what it is because God has already told you. You should have it written down. Hallelujah. You should have it written down somewhere. And now it's time for you to move forward what God has called you to do. You're called to young women. Amen. You're called to set things in order. And what I'm saying by that is you've been called to set up. It's nothing. Sometimes we think it has to be something big. But amen. But when Jesus came, he didn't go straight to the multitude. He went to a few people. He didn't go call. Hallelujah. He had 12 disciples that he taught up in line with him. So he's calling you to start off with just a few and go outward. You may say, I want to get 20 people. I want to get 30. The God is saying start off with a few, whether it's two or three, whether it's three or four. He's going to give the increase. God will give the increase.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about trying to increase it. God will give the increase. And in everything that you're going to need in order to do it, God will give the increase. You just put something into it. You just plant something. We're talking about that mustard seed right now.
Yeah.
You just plant something and watch God give the increase.
All right.
You know, don't talk about doing it, just doing it. We can do everything else according to the world, but when God is telling us to do something, we need to do that.
Amen.
All right, God bless you.
Amen.
I'm going to call
Amen.
You because it's worked for you.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much, my niece. I thank God for you. Our first niece. No, not my. Well, I say my first niece, but I one of my favorite nieces. I say that. Amen.
Yes,
God bless
amen.
You. God bless you. God keep you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again, family, and I just want to thank Twan for that beautiful prophecy, and I just want to thank God, and just I have no prayer requests, just being thankful and just being grateful for what God has done for us, what has been spoken over us, and how he will continue to keep us, and a happy birthday to my Aunt Ruth.
Amen, amen. Yes, God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much. We lift you up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would just continue to pour into your daughter, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, let a cup never run dry in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for multiplied blessings and favor upon our life right now. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our children, oh God, with peace and your protection, oh God, with your joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for doors to be open for your daughter. Doors of blessing, doors of good relationship opportunities, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and close every door that the enemy, hallelujah, is operating through or trying to come through. Let it be sealed right now, never to be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. We love you so much, Cousin Kim. You know how much we love you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. It's my prayer today that God will
just. I love you all too.
Amen. We know it. We know it. Amen. It's my prayer that God will just continue to use us mighty. Amen. That God will increase us in love and in patience, and that the fruit of the Spirit will take root in each of us. Amen.
Yes.
And we will live according to the fruit of the Spirit and not forgetting who we are. Amen. Because a lot of times the enemy will come in and we'll allow the enemy to come in and wreak havoc. But the Bible says if you resist the devil, he shall flee. Amen.
Yes.
It's my prayer that we will be in that mindset of resisting the devil and he shall flee, because the word of God is always speaking. Amen. I pray that we have a continued prayer life, taking time to study the word of God. Amen. I come against every distraction. Everything out there is going to try to get us to do something else. Amen. To say something else. Amen. To think another kind of way. So I pray that we keep our mind on the things of God. I lift up my husband and children on today, my grandchildren, all that I have and all that we're having, all that's on the line. I pray that God will continue to strengthen us and bless us with long life, you know, good health and strength. Amen. And that we go stronger in the Lord. Amen. That we will seek God always. We will seek God first. According to Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And just standing on the word of God, knowing that God is able, though trials and tribulations may come, amen, knowing that we are already victorious through Christ Jesus, who conquered all. Amen. Fear not, says the Lord, fear not, because he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And whenever you get in that place of feeling, you know, fearful about something, worried, just remember what the word of God said. He did not give us that spirit. Come from him. It came from the kingdom of Satan. Quickly get back in that place of trusting God for it all. Amen. And that is my prayer today, that God will bless the show as I go out and go forth on today. Amen. And everyone that's in the production and everything that goes forth, I pray the word of God goes forth today, and people receive and be delivered, be healed, and be set free. I just pray that we all operate with the love of Christ. And if we can't help one another, please do not talk down, but encourage one another. Come away from gossiping. I pray that any of us that have a gossiping tongue, let it be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to lift up Sister Sharon, you all. Please show us some love, because even though we may not agree with everything everybody say and do, we all need love. We all want to feel wanted. So if y'all would just call her and encourage her on today, show us some love, because behind closed doors, people are hurting and they need, and we can't remind people of their past. And I'm not just talking about her. I'm just saying us in all in general. Help somebody on today. We are family. We're all part of God's body. We're one in Christ Jesus. Amen. So it is my prayer as we lift her up, that God will continue to bless her, keep her, and guide her, and strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ, that she will continue to walk with the Lord. Amen. And I thank God for all of us on the line today. I'm just going to pray a prayer of confession on today, and then we're going to wrap up this call, and I'm going to get myself together here. And I just thank you all again. Happy birthday to Auntie Ruth May. Happy birthday. We love you so much. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray as we enter in with all faith. Amen. We can come from any distraction so that we can receive right now. The Holy Spirit is going to do a new thing in you right now. If you can just come aside, whatever it is, you know, turn the TV off, the radio off. You got to go in a room and close the door so that you can receive right now. So I want us to understand God knows exactly what we need, and we realize, I didn't even know I needed that, but I thank God for you. So let us receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ as we enter in with all faith. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we come, oh God, as we have petitioned by faith this day, trusting you for a mighty move right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, that you have released your warring angels to war against any spirits divine in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come humbling ourselves, oh God, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we make our boast in you, Father God. Oh, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that the walls of Jericho in our life, hallelujah, come down right now, and that we move forward in victory, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us receive the strength of Lebanon right now, God, as we come to Zion, oh God. Let us receive a blessing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We take up our power and authority that you have given us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare never again we will allow words of doubt and unbelief to come out of our mouths in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again we will allow cursing and bitterness to come out of our mouths. Never again we will allow profanity to come out of our mouths. Never again we will allow lying to come out of our mouths. Never again we will allow gossiping to come out of our mouths. Never again we will allow, hallelujah, evil words to come out of our mouths. Never again we will allow backbiting tongues to be part of our lives. Never again will we murmur and complain, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow our tongue to be out of control, but we will bridle our tongue in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow filthy conversation to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow critical words to come out of our mouths in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow our tongue to be used for evil. Never again, we say today, never again will we listen to what the enemy is trying to say, but we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Never again will we say we can't, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we make excuses for failure. Never again will we be afraid to say what the Lord is saying, but we will speak what the Lord tells us to speak. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Never again will we confess sickness and disease, because Jesus took our sickness and infirmities. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we listen to people who are rebellion. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we bless your name, God. Never again will we make negative confessions for death and life, or hallelujah, in the power of the tongue. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak life, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless our food and water, oh God. Let it take sickness away from our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless our eyes and ears, oh God. Oh Lord, let the body you have created us, oh God, and given us to be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, for we are fearful and wonderfully made by you, Heavenly Father. Let us, oh God, let us be blessed, oh God, in our going out and coming in. Lord, bless our circulatory system and our nervous system, our endocrine system, our muscular system, our respiratory system and skeletal system right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let our organs be blessed, and let every part of our body function the way you intended it to function, oh God. Let our hearts beat with the rhythm of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our helper, and our prosperity. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom. Let your presence give us life and health, oh Lord. Lord, bless our blood, for life of the flesh is in the blood. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless us with strength, oh God. Let us not be feeble in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let's, hallelujah, Lord, you are our help and our confidence, oh God. Move mighty on us and in us right now. Lord, you are the saving help and touch to our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us, hallelujah, have help, oh God, right now. That good health spring forth right now speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That our soul, oh God, be healed through your mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy on us and those in our family and those who are faithful on today. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, send your word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction right now. Oh, let our hearts be whole, oh God, and bind up all our wounds right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now, Father God. And we bless your name, oh God. Lord, we live this life, but never your presence. We know, Lord God, it's you that go before us, oh God. It's you that go with us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let every need be met, oh God, of your children. And, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. Lord, we ask you to bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. Lord, we ask you to bless every ordained apostle, prophet, prophetess, evangelist, preacher, teacher that you have ordained for such a time as this, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless this prayer line, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. That you've called us to come together, oh God, as a family to pray. The words is the prayers of the righteous avail it much. And we thank you, oh God, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We decree and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, made whole, amen, hallelujah, by Jesus' shed blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us. We thank you, Lord God, for our salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, God. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise, family. Come on, let's give God some praise. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, if you have anything you have, anything you want to say, please do so. Amen. I'll call your name, and then we'll wrap up here. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Bernstein, God bless you.
God bless you, and I love you. I love this prayer line. Amen.
Amen. God bless you too, A. Bernstein. I love you so much. Amen. Amen. Hey, Classy, go ahead. Hey, Classy. Maybe she's on mute. Hey, Classy.
She probably had to get off because her,
yes,
her sound.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Yes, ma'am. Hey, Class, we can hear you. Go ahead. Okay, we can't hear. Amen. She's still online. We just, for some reason, can't hear. Amen. God bless you, and Class. We love you so much. Amen. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say thank God for you, and amen, and thank God for another day.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. God bless your husband. God bless your family, your grandchildren, all your children to come. We thank
amen.
God for you. Much
amen.
Success.
Amen. God. Amen. Thank you. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a traveling grace and mercies to you, and you all enjoy your trip, visiting family. Amen. I know it's going to be good. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless everyone.
Y'all know more.
Amen. And happy birthday to Aunt Ruth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Aunt Vera. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you.
Don't
amen.
Leave it over.
Oh, no. I'm
going
to leave it to me.
Mama.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Until
amen.
We meet again.
Amen.
Lord,
glory to
all.
God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the testimony from your niece. I don't remember her name, but that was well said, and I enjoyed that, and I hope she continue in her walk with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim.
Amen. And thank God for the prophecy and the prayers gone forth. Everyone have a blessed and wonderful weekend.
Amen. 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 Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Can everyone hear me?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I just wanted to say God is good. I'm grateful to be out here with my family. I still have to get more acquainted with y'all via Facebook and hope to come and visit y'all one day. And happy birthday, Aunt Ruth May. That's right.
Hey, Ruth May.
Happy birthday, Aunt Ruth May. And y'all have a safe and a blessing soon.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. We love you. We thank God for each and everyone that's on the line today. We just continue to be here just thanking God for positioning. We pray for divine position order for everyone life here on the line in the name of Jesus. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live under the spiritual authority of God. May Jesus Christ be the Lord and Savior of your life. May the kingdom of God on earth begin to manifest itself because of your obedience to do the will of God. May his favor, his power, and his blessing be poured upon you because you have submitted to the ultimate power, the spiritual authority of God himself. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Enjoy your Saturday until we meet again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
never get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven,